There's a passage in the book of Matthew that says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you." Jesus asks, "Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." I think what Jesus is addressing here is this tendency in ourselves to minimize our sin, and instead to cope with that by finding it in someone else. It's a way of avoiding suffering. It's a way of trying to see ourselves as better than we are. There's a famous quote by Martin Luther where he says, "Sin boldly, but love and follow Christ more boldly still." And people have wrestled with that idea of sin boldly. It sounds like license or permission, but really what he's saying is, see the log. Don't hide the log. Recognize it and realize that this is why we need Christ. That all of us have dug ourselves this pit that we cannot get out of ourselves. And instead of minimizing it, to see it and respond to the mercy of God by making ourselves low and responding in humility, which is why the ash. The ash was a symbol of repentance, but it was a symbol of making yourself low before God. Letting God see your heart truly, transparently, with all its cracks and flaws, and responding with trust in the power and the grace, the power of the gospel. Which is why in Ash Wednesday we say, repent and trust the power of the gospel. Believe in the gospel. Because that's where our hope lies. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this in response to Luther's quote. He says, "Take courage and confess your sins," says Luther. "Do not try to run away from it, but believe more boldly still. You're a sinner, so be a sinner. Don't try to become what you're not. Yes, and become a sinner again and again every day. Be bold about it. But to whom can such words be addressed except to those who from the bottom of their hearts make a daily renunciation of sin and of every barrier which hinders them from following Christ, but who nevertheless are troubled by their daily faithfulness in sin? Who can hear these words without endangering his faith but he who hears their consolation as a renewed summons to follow Christ?" What he means there, he's saying with this acknowledgement, we understand that we never get to this place where we no longer require the grace and forgiveness of the gospel. That as God is healing our hearts, we never get to that place where we can do this on our own. Which is, I think, why this practice of confession becomes a part of our rhythm, a part of what we do. A daily practice, really, where we come before God and say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for where I've fallen short. I'm sorry for the things that I did wrong. I'm sorry for the things that I avoided and didn't do." And in all of this, we welcome the forgiveness and love of Christ to come in and wash us clean. So we're going to do what's called a litany of penitence. This is something we do really just once a year, but I think it's an important sort of anchor for us as we examine our hearts. And I love how David is going to say, "Search my heart," realizing there are things there that he doesn't even see, that he's asking God, "Come in, search my heart, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." That God comes in and cleans and restores and renews, gives us a new heart. His mercies are new every morning. So as I pray this, I'll read this to us. You'll have a chance to respond. Your responses will be in italics. First saying, "Have mercy on us, Lord." Then we confess to you, Lord. And lastly, accept our repentance, Lord. And as we do, I would encourage you, just if there are things that God brings to your heart as we go through, kind of an overview, kind of the drone view of our lives. As those things rise to the surface, you just hand those things to Him. You hand those things, you put them at the foot of the cross, where Jesus says, paid in full, paid in full. The beauty and joy and freedom that that brings. So, I'll read these first together, and then you'll see where to come in, I think. But let's pray. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we've done and what we have left undone. We've not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We've not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We've not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We've been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We've not been true to the mind of Christ. We've grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for our waste and pollution of your creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord. Let your anger depart from us. Favorably hear us, for your glory is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure, holy, so that at last we may come to his eternal joy through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We're going to have you come forward, and once again I will say, repent and believe the gospel. But every year I use this little, it's a shot glass that was given to me by a professor. And I think I've told you about this before, but it's made from what's called Vaseline glass because of the color. But it has now very small amounts of uranium in it, and which means that if you touch it with a Geiger counter, it'll click. Maybe. This is a pretty small piece. But he said, remember that the power of the gospel is in you. And when Paul says that word, dunamos, it means it's where we get the root for dynamite. The power of the gospel is in you, working in you. And I love that, the symbology of that, to realize that we don't come just in our helpless brokenness, but we come in the realization the love of God has not only restored us, but empowered us, and that we can walk in that reality. Let me pray. God, thank you. Thank you so much as we come into this season and walk into these 40 days, really, of preparation for the joy of the resurrection. That God, as we walk with you, we take up our cross. But we thank you that the power and grace to carry that load was not only modeled, but given to us through your Son Christ within us. God, thank you for the work you did. We rejoice in that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.